Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shavuos, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Ein ish boin al tanas cheresh, shoyte v'kotten. In this case, Reuven, who's claiming that Shimon owes him something, is either a cheresh, a deaf mute, a shoyte, a person doesn't have das, cotton, or he's a minor, he's under bar mitzvah. Now you're going to ask if he's a cheresh, if he's a deaf mute, so how does he claim? Because every time it says cheresh, it means he doesn't hear and he doesn't speak. So the Batanur explains, Beremiza, he like signaled, you owe me. So you never have to swear a shvua d'raisa if the one who's claiming is a cherishaita or a cotton, and for that matter, if the ain mashbiyan as a cotton, you never make a cotton swear. This is both d'raisa d'ka shvuas and shvuas midarbanon. Avul, but what we do is nishboim la cotton v'la hegdash. What does that mean? Somebody wants to collect from the possessions of a cotton, he has to swear. If somebody wants to collect from Hegdish, he has to swear also. He swears to the Gizber, to the Lagabai of the Hegdish. How could that be that Hegdish owes him money? The case would be, let's say someone says, I give my estate to Hegdish. Then it turns out that he owed someone money. So that person says he couldn't give away his thing to Hegdish because his thing wasn't his thing. He owed it to me. So he wants to collect back now from Hegdish. So that person would have to swear. You can never collect from a cotton or from Hegdish without a shvua, but we never make a cotton swear. And when a cotton or a cheresh or a shaita charges you with something, you don't have to swear, then you don't have to swear back. Again, that would be a shvua d'oraisa.